Hey guys, Queen Cooley, thank you so much for being here. I had a request to do Master Life 33. I'm Master Life Path 11. And by the way, welcome everyone. If you've been with me for a while, welcome. If you've been riding with me, I really appreciate you. And I also really appreciate you if this is your first time. I'm Queen Cooley. I am an activator. I am here to help you find your gifts, understand them, and then move you into alignment so that you can start receiving and moving towards your highest purpose in life. The very, very tippity top of why you're here, right? Not the average, not the usual, not the everyday. Why you're here and to move into that, okay? So thank you for being here. I've done a lot of videos, which you can see on the channel. I am a clear channel for God. I speak with, I'm an animal communicator and I speak with people or animals that have passed on, as well as the realms, right? So my totem animals, your ancestors, my ancestors, and of course the archangels and God, spirit. I am here to help you. And today I had a request from someone who really wanted help with the master teacher, which is 33s. So to give you a little bit of information, if this is your first time really getting here, and listen, I just want you to know something. I'm not an expert, okay? I'm not an expert. I'm not a numerologist. I am just someone who is very feeling, and I'm an 11. I've been doing this for a while, so I'm pretty decent with energy, and I help people move their energy that's keeping them stuck from their higher selves out and put you in the right space, right? So I just wanted you to know I'm not a numerologist. So just so you know. Okay. Master teacher number 33. You guys are amazing. You are artistically creative. You have the potential to alleviate a lot of suffering. You can make the world better, but only if you accept the responsibility. So your job is really to lift people up. That's what you love to do. You're usually very humble. You're compassionate, creative, sensitive. You are great spiritual teachers. You're master teachers. You have a strong desire to help others in need, and charity work is very appealing to you. Healing professions is appealing to you. You have a lot of charisma. You're artistic. You're extra sensitive to others' needs, which I think most master numbers are. But you do struggle with perfectionism, right? Stress and nervous tension are not good for you, right? They're not your friend. And it's important to stay in shape. I think this is all the master numbers. Did you know that a lot of times we can put on weight subconsciously because we're afraid that we're going to be looked at, judged? People are going to say things about us, to us. So we put on the weight as a barrier. It's completely subconscious. I didn't realize this. And a couple of years ago, I'd taken off quite a bit of weight, and I've been able to keep it off, thank God. But it's really important because how you feel about yourself is huge. And when you look in the mirror, you don't have to be supermodel slim. You can be any weight, but if you're at a good weight for your height, it's important because you'll move better and you'll feel better. And for us being so sensitive, that translates out into the world, right? With your energy vibration. So just saying, if you feel good about yourself, that's huge. But the other part of that is the energy. When you get that energy out of you, you'll sleep better. Therefore, you'll be able to perform better at your job, whether that's working for a company, doing your own thing as an entrepreneur, whatever that is, whatever that looks like. Okay. So you are perfectionist. You can be controlling, right? And this person had really asked me about money and career. Okay. So, education, counseling, social work, and the arts, those are all really good areas for you. You struggle in competitive, cutthroat work environment. So let me give you an example. I worked in sales and marketing for quite a long time. And I loved marketing. I liked sales. I like the part of selling. I like the part of talking to the client, developing the relationship. I didn't mind showing the bells and whistles, but the part that I hated was the close. and the pushing, because I saw so many other salesmen just lying to them. And they would even go so far as to lie that they had to buy the product because if they didn't, everything was going to go crash around them. I was in technology. And that simply wasn't the truth. I am very authentic and honorable. Being honest and having integrity and being authentic is huge to me. So, and that's huge to you too. So I would lose deals. It hurt me. But that's because I wasn't supposed to be there. I wasn't supposed to be. I have worked for places that you would die if you haven't been in sales. I actually worked for, do you remember Wolf of Wall Street movie? If you've ever seen that movie, check it out. That stuff was based on real life. I worked for people like that. I actually had the manager. We were all in a bullpen, so everybody's got a round desk. Everybody's looking at each other. Everybody can hear each other. There's no buffer. There's no, what's it called? I want to be alone over here. Don't talk to me. Don't listen to me. None of that crap. You're in an actual bullpen. I see you. You see me all day long. We hear each other. Gross. Simply disgusting. There's no privacy whatsoever. And so I'd hear these people lie and high five each other. And Wolf of Wall Street, that was a real thing. I actually had a manager stand on my desk one day and say to everybody, I don't know why you effers are here, but I should just fire every one of you today. You're sorry butts, because you are all crap, the S-H-I-T word, and none of you are bringing it. I could replace you in a second. Just on and on and on, standing on my desk and telling us how much we sucked and telling us how he was just going to get rid of us. And oh, it was terrible. I say that because you struggle in competitive cutthroat work environments. You as well. I think every master number, because we're so sensitive, that's very difficult for us. It's hard for anybody, but for us who overthinks, who processes all the time and has 25 tabs open, as one of my clients says, at all times, that's especially hard to come back from. So you are creative. You have the potential to alleviate a lot of suffering and to be truly great. If you don't know, the master numbers are here and have reincarnated more than any of the other numbers, right? So it's really important that you step into who and all of what you are, okay? You do want to lift others up, which is great, and you're humble, which is awesome. But I would say be aware of the perfectionist tendencies that you have, because they will hurt you rather than help you, as well as the expectations. Because you're ones that can go in there and you have the hugest expectations for yourself. And then when that doesn't happen and materialize because it's not realistic, you get really upset, right? So you're good with money, but you could be great at it if you start treating it as not a thing, but as something that will help you in your life, as a friend, not as a foe, not as hard to come by. If you look at money like that, you need to call me. We need to work together. I've spent the last 5-7 years working on my money mindset, and you, the 33s especially, because you're a teacher, because you're a perfectionist, because sometimes you think you're better than others sometimes. And I say that with love, because we all have to work on that. You show up as being like, it's my way or the highway. And I know you're not like that inside, but that's sometimes what it feels like. And that's not fun for everybody else, right? So speak up and ask for the money that you'd like to have, but treat money as a friend, something that you value, something that you like to have around, not something that once you get it, you treat it like crap and then it's just out of your hands, right? So you are sensitive, you are compassionate, you are different. To stand in your power, you need to own that and be who you are. All right, guys, this was just a short video. I hope you are all doing great. Let me know if you need more of this. Please email me. I read everything, all the comments. If you want to work together, let me know. And I would love to help you. All right, guys, take care.